We're in Simin. We're up to Simin Shin Zayin, and we'll be doing the first two Seifim. V'daber davar shelo yedibrucha shel Shabbos kedibrucha shel Chol. Your speech in Shabbos is not to be like your speech in a weekday. What does this mean? Hilkach. Oser lomer davar ploni ese lemocher oschor plonis ekne lemocher. You're not allowed to say that you're going to do something tomorrow. The Mishnah Berura adds, we're talking about saying you're going to do something that is malacha. You're allowed to say, I'm going to go daven tomorrow. You're allowed to say, I'm going to eat breakfast tomorrow. You're not allowed to say, I'm going to go travel tomorrow, because that is malacha. So that's the first halacha here. Now, there's a machlokis if this applies to a dvar mitzvah. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings El Yerabe and many others who are matir l'dvar mitzvah. That seems to be his maskana. However, he says that l'chatchila, one should be machmir, even l'dvar mitzvah, if there's no need. Whereas, if what he wants to do is say he's going to do it in order to be machayiv himself, because he's afraid that otherwise he won't get it done, then it's mutter. Now, the Mishnah Berurah discusses several cases when you're dealing with someone who was owed money by a non-Jew. So he says, first of all, there's an issue of Mimso Cheftzicha of going in and locking the guy somewhere, locking him up somewhere, keeping him from going anywhere, and because he owes you money. However, what you're allowed to do is be meramez to another non-Jew to go and stop him. That you could do. The Mishnah Berurah brings a tshuvas habach that you're allowed to go in front of a judge in order that the judge stop him from going anywhere. If we're afraid that the person's going to disappear and he owes you money. Furthermore, if there's a non-Jew that is being held, you're allowed to offer to be an arif for him on Shabbos, as long as you don't tell them to do any writing. You're also allowed to show him, like if one non-Jew owes you money, you're allowed to show him, well, that other person can accept it for me. Further, Vafilu besichas dvorim betelim osur laharbos. It is also to be marbi even stam dvorim betelim, says the Mishnah Berurah. We're talking about dvorim betelim that are not osur be'etzem. They're only dvorim betelim, they're not sheker, they're not letzonis, they're not lashon hara. Otherwise, even ma'at is going to be asr. But stam dvorim betelim would be also to be marbi'in. Hagos says the Ramah. What if people like telling stories and for them it's an onig Shabbos? Mutter l'sapram b'Shabbos k'mo b'chol. They're allowed to tell them on Shabbos like on a weekday. What happens if someone doesn't enjoy saying it, but the listener enjoys it? Are you allowed to say it for the other person's onig Shabbos? So the halacha is no. That would not justify it. The hope is that by seeing someone else happy, that'll make you happy. So you do gain onik Shabbos by making other people happy. Siv Beis, Osir Liskor Poalim. It is Osir to hire workers on Shabbos. The Bir Halacha says, even if you don't make up an amount of money. He brings down the Chassam Sofer, who holds that you're allowed to ask one non-Jew to hire another non-Jew on Shabbos, but the Mishnah Berurah brings a Tshuvas HaRashba from where it's Meduyik, not like that. So one is not allowed to hire workers. Further, Afal Pishen Yisrael Tzarech Lo Samalach HaLachar HaShabbos Shekol Mashu Oso Lasoso Oso Lomer La'en Yehudi Lasoso. Anything you're not allowed to do, the same way you're not allowed to hire a worker on Shabbos, you can't ask a non-Jew to hire a worker for you on Shabbos. V'afilu lomer kodem chsheicha lasosa b'Shabbos osir. To go tell him before Shabbos to do it on Shabbos is also osir. That means the isir is the fact that he's doing malacha for me on Shabbos, not just because I told him before. Avo muter lomer lo achra Shabbos. Lomelo asisa dvar ploni b'Shabbos sha'avar av b'shemiv mitoch dvarav shiratzona shiasena b'Shabbos haba. You can on one Shabbos tell him, why didn't you do this for me? And then this way he'll know to do it on next Shabbos. That, he says, is mutter. Now, the reason for this is because this is remiza derech tzivui, which is only mutter on Erev Shabbos, but on Shabbos itself it's usr. we must be talking about something where you're not going to be over on the Yisr HaNoah on Shabbos. For example, it's light in the house and he went and turned on an additional light. So there, in a case like this, there's no Yisr HaNoah b'di'eved. The only Yisr is the Yisr Amira. So if it's Derech Remiz, it's Mutter. But where there's an Yisr of HaNoah from it as Gzer Drabanan, it's certainly Yasser. Now, with regard to asking a non-Jew to do something that's not really malacha, it's only a minig, a chumrah, there the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it is mutter. That's mutter altogether.